Okay, let's get into the next mitzvah, mitzvah Reish Tzadik Zion, mitzvah 297, as we start a new unit, a large unit, the next 29 mitzvos. The rest of Parshas Emor is what's known as the Parshas HaMoadim, Perachav Gimel, in Parshas Emor, in Sefer Vayikra, is all about the Chagim, all about the Moadim, not the Karbanos Musaf, that's in Parshas Pinchas, but all the mitzvahs related to Isser Malacha and mitzvahs Hayom, that all comes up right here, and we start today with mitzvah Reish Tzadik Zayin. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Perachav Gimel, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Leimor, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael Leimor Ve'amarta Aleihem, Tell B'nei Yisrael, Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mikrai Kodesh. The following are the Moadim. What does it mean, Mikrai Kodesh? That Bet Hashem will talk about in the coming days. Elehei Moadei, these are the holidays. Sheshes Yomim Te'asem Malacho V'yamashvi Shabbat Shabbason Mikrai Kodesh. The first on the list is Shabbos. What is Shabbos doing here? Is Shabbos a Moed? So Rashi already notes, Shabbos is put here to connect Shabbos with the Moadim, to teach us that anybody that is Mechal the Moados, it's as if he was Mechal Shabbos. Anyone who is Mekayim the Moados is as if he's Kiyim Shabbos. There's a lot to talk about in the connection between Shabbos and Moadim, but again, we'll do that maybe in the coming days, as we get into these different mitzvahs. But then we get into the first specific, what we would call a moed. Eila moadei Hashem Mikrai Kodesh, Atikru Osam Moadam, and the first one, of course, is going to be Pesach. But even before we get into that, why is this section of Moadim here, not forgetting the Shabbos connection for a moment, but what does it have to do with the previous section? We've spoken a lot the past couple of days and weeks about Karbanos, all about Baali Mumin, and Mechusar Zman, and all the related issues relating to Karbanos, says the Svarno, right here in our pasuk. Well, the whole idea of Karbanos is to bring Shechina, Hashras Hashechina, into our lives, and that's the message of the holidays as well. That's the connection between these two parshios. Achar shediber b'inyan haKarbanos u'makrivehem shakavana bahem Hashros Hashechina b'Yisrael. As it says there, Sheivoy lechashama diber b'moadim asher b'shvitzaschem yechavin l'shpos b'masi hediot. Again, that also was supposed to bring the Shechina. But Tishrei Shechina Yisrael B'li Safek. So that's the connection to Karbanos, because it was supposed to bring Hashras Shechina. The Chida, as even said, is quoted in a few sources. One is from the Yagdol Torah. The Chida in his Sefer Simchas HaRegel, to Shavuos, he quotes Kadmonim, that when we're up in Bezen Shalmala, Shekeshar Yitanu Bezen Shalmala Adam, Madua Bo Asakta B'Torah, when we're asked after 120, why weren't we Osik B'Torah as much as we could have? And we start giving Tirutzim, and we start saying we had to make a parnasa and we had to be out this and that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, okay, let's look on a day when you didn't have to make parnasa, and that is on the Yomim Tovim. How we act and how we experience the holidays is what is going to stand for us in judgment in the future. Haragila b'daito, if I spend my whole yontif involved in spiritual pursuits, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our excuse that the rest of the time we were busy with other things, but we would have wanted to be involved in spiritual pursuits. If, Rachman al-Islam, we do not spend our holidays, our yontif, in ruchnias, at least partially as well, we'll get to chetzi l'shev v'chetzi l'chem, then we won't have such an excuse. And the Chida says, maybe this is even alluded to in a pasuk at Tehillim in Perek Ayin Hey, where the pasuk says, Ki ekach moed ani meisharim eshpot. I'm going to take the moed, and then I'll be able to judge meisharim eshpot. I'm going to look at how the day of Yantif was in your lives. This is Yantif. Yantif is supposed to bring Hashras Hashechina. Yantif is what's going to stand us in good stead. Rabbeinu Bachai, right here on the pasuk, always a great source to look at. Rabbeinu Bachai says, we start the Moadim, and it says, Eile Moadei Hashem. Eile is a word of chashivus, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Hiskir bohem Eile, kiloshin Eile morekium. And not only chashivus, but Eile reflects that these are eternal. Ubalir mos, she'ein ha-moadim betelim la'olam, aval heim noagin kozman sheha'olam hazeh ha-gufani noheg, kinahug shalachshav. As long as we are in the physical world, these holidays will continue to exist. How do you work this with the Chazal quote at the end of the Rambam in Hilchos Purim? Only Purim and Megillas Esther will be around. Okay, but you got to work out the Chazals. But at least here, the Rabbeinu Bachai says that as long as we are in the physical realm, we will have all of these holidays. V'chein kasuv, lanu ulavavenu Ad olam. And then he quotes a medrash that a goy echad shal Rabbi Akiva lamatem osem moadim lokach amar lachem. Doesn't Hakadosh Baruch Hu say to you in Yishayahu chadshechem umoadechem son on nafshi? That's from the pasuk from the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon. Hashem says, I hate your holidays. So says Rabbi Akiva, you're right. If you take that word literally, chadshechem umoadechem, Hashem tells us your holidays. But when we celebrate His holidays, Eila Moadei Hashem, so those are never batel. And that's what we celebrate. Aval HaMoadim O'elu Eina Batilim La'olam Sharehi Nekra Moadei Hashem. And that's how we are justified. As long as they are Moadei Hashem, as long as they bring Hashras HaShechina, like the Chidah says, we're judged on these holidays more than how it reflects on the rest of our lives. One final point by way of introduction, and that is Rav Pinkas. Rav Pinkas has a very thoughtful idea right here on the Parsha. Rav Pinkas says that he always used to hear Mashgichim, and then he himself started doing it. He went to hear a shir, he says, from Chaim Shmulevitz about Pesach, and the Hakdama of the shir was that this is the yesod of all Kol HaTorah Kula. And then 7 weeks later, he'd go to a shir on Shavuos, and he would hear, oh, this is the yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula. And then Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, whatever holiday, whatever the topic was, the Rav and the Doreish said, this is the Yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula. And he says, he used to think to himself, how could they all be Yesodos? This is the Yesod, and this is the Yesod, this is the Yesod. How could they all be Yesodos? And he says, but when I started giving Shirim, I did the same thing. I said, this is the Yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula. So what is it? What's the Emes? What's the real Yesod? How could everything be the Yesod? So he says, gives a mashal. He says, think about the human body. He says, if somebody focuses on the heart, that's the Yesod of the human body. If somebody focuses on the brain, that's the yesod of the human body. If somebody focuses on the blood vessels, that's the yesod of the human body. Somebody focuses on the liver. They're all uniquely yesodos. And each one of them doesn't take away from the other one being a yesod. You're right. There happens to be more than one yesod, but when you're focusing on one, one could really say, this is the yesod. He says that's Torah as well. When you're focusing on each one, each of them could be the yesod in the message that you're trying to get across. So we're going to focus on each one of these holidays over the next couple of days and weeks. Pesach, and Shavuos, and Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and the days of Svira, and all the mitzvahs involved, and all of the Isser Malacha and the Assays of Malacha, all involved, we have to get to talk about for the next 29 mitzvah shiurim, and they're all about Eile Moadei Hashem. They're eternal truths. Eile, like Rebbe Bachai said, and Moadei Hashem, they are for Hashem, and each is the Yesod in Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, so we start with the first one. Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Zayin, 297. That is the mitzvahs asay of Shvisa on the first day of Pesach. There are going to be a number of mitzvahs related to Pesach. The first two have to do with the first day of Pesach. There's a mitzvahs asay not to do malacha, to rest on the first day of Pesach, and a mitzvahs losase, don't do malacha, on Kamalech Zavodol Osasu. That's tomorrow's, the next mitzvah, Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Ches. So the first two. We will have two parallel mitzvahs about the seventh day of Pesach. The Asay, not to do malacha on the seventh day of Pesach, and the Los Asay. In between, we'll have the mitzvah of bringing a Karen Musuf, all 7 days of Pesach. But again, these are at least five mitzvahs that relate to Pesach. We'll talk about the Karban HaOmer, which is a question whether it relates to Pesach. We have to talk about the Isser of Chadash, the couple of Isser related to Chadash, the Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, which starts on Pesach. Again, all of these are Pesach related, but we start with day one of Pesach. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Shvisa B'Yom Rishon Shal Pesach, Lishbos B'Yom Rishon Shal Pesach, to rest in a positive way, Shabbason, Shenema Arbo, B'Yom Arishon Mikra Kodesh, on the first day, it's Mikra Kodesh, you shall call it Kodesh. Again, we'll talk about what exactly that means in the coming days. Uvachol ma shenemar batorah, Mikra Kodesh. And whenever it says Mikra Kodesh in the Torah, Pirshu zechronim levracha kadshehu. We must sanctify it. How do we sanctify a day? The inyan kedusha sohu, shlonasa b'malacha, elamashem yuchad v'achila. There's an Isser Malacha, except Heter Ochel Nefesh, which we'll talk a little bit about today, and then more so tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, by the next mitzvah. Says the Chinuch that this is the concept of Mikra Kodesh. That's Kedusha. We know on a Drabana level, Purim and Chanukah do not have Kedushas Hayom because there is no Issur Malacha. The Rabbana cannot create an Issur Malacha. Only Hashem could create an Issur Malacha. So those days have special qualities, obviously. But there's a Chalos Hayom, but there's no Kedushas Hayom because there's no Issur Malacha on those days. Chol HaMoed, which also we'll talk about Bez Hashem, has Kedushas Hayom. There is an Issur Malacha. There are just more Heterim than there are on the regular day of Yontif. But there is an Issur Malacha there too, as we will see. So even though it's not explicit by Pesach, the words Shabbason, but we know that that's what Mikra Kodesh means. I want to point out that the Asay of not doing work by the various holidays are expressed differently in the Torah. Sometimes it says Shabbason, sometimes it says Shabbos Shabbason, sometimes it doesn't say that, it just says Mikra Kodesh, Kol Melechas Avodah Lo Sasu, right? Various ways of expression that the Torah uses for Malacha on Yantif. Okay, what's interesting to note, even before we continue in the Chinuch, is that the first mitzvah we have, as we emphasized, is the mitzvah on the first day of Pesach. Two mitzvahs related to the first day of Pesach. But there is, if you look in the text, if you look in the Torah, in the Psukim, there's something mentioned about the day before Pesach. Eila Moadei Hashem Mikroei Kodesh Asher Tikru'u Osama Moadam. These are the Yom Tovim. What's the first Pasuk? Pasuk Hey. Bachodesh HaRishon Bi'arba'a Asar Lachodesh Bein HaRabayim Pesach Lashem. The first month, 14th day, that's Pesach. And then the next pasuk, Uvachamisha Asar Yom Lachodesh Hazeh, on the 15th day of this month, Chag HaMatzos Lashem, Chag HaMatzos, Shivas Yemim Matzos Tochelu, eat matzah for 7 days, and then we get to our mitzvah, Bayam HaRishon, Mikra Kodesh, Yelachem, on the first day, Shivim Mikra Kodesh, Kom Malach HaZavodah, Lo Sasu. So, the first two psukim, though, aren't counted here. So, the mitzvah of matzah we already counted in Parshas Bo. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach we already counted also in Parshas Bo. There is no separate mitzvah besides the Karban Pesach mitzvahs relating to Erev Pesach. Even though, as we said then, listen back to the Shiur in Parshas Bo, we pointed out that in the Torah, Erev Pesach is called Pesach. What we call Pesach is not called Pesach in the Torah. What we call Pesach is Chag HaMatzos. That's what the Torah calls what we call Pesach. Pesach is Erev Pesach, because that's the day that the Karban Pesach is brought. Like we know Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a month after Erev Pesach, not a month after Pesach. It's the 14th day of Iyar, because that is the day that they brought the Karban Pesach, those who are Tamei or V'derech Rechoka. So in the Torah, Erev Pesach is called Pesach. Then we mentioned then the thought of the Tosfos Chadashim, in the name of Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev, if you look in the Yachanu Boaz Mishnayos, right at the beginning of Psachim, he talks about there why this Mesechta is called Psachim. Tam Lama Karu Chachamim, Shema Mesechta Psachim. V'gamanu Karmes Achag B'Shem Pesach, and we also call it Pesach, U'Bachal HaTarakula Koreoso B'Shem Chag HaMatzos. And in the Torah it's called Chag HaMatzos. V'Tzarech Lahavin, Lama Shinu Chachamim Yilashin HaTorah. Why did the Chachamim change what it says in the Torah? And he gives two different answers. Number one, he says, Pesach is somewhat derogatory, because as we know, Rashi quotes why Pesach Sheni is not quoted at the beginning of Bamidbar, but only a couple of prakim later, because that highlights the fact that we didn't do Karban Pesach in all the years of the Midbar. And therefore, the Torah doesn't call it Pesach because Hashem loves us and Hashem doesn't want to call it that. Omeyahava so'o son, ubechem la'so'a lehen, lo ratza l'saper b'gnu son, ki b'midbar shem Pesach more gnu son, shol hikrivu sham. And the Torah, v'torah nitzna b'midbar, and that's why Hashem called it Chag HaMatzos. But we call it Pesach because now it's not a gnu son anymore. Okay, but the second answer is the more well-known answer of the Tosfos Chadashim, and that is the answer of Ablevi Yitzchak Mibraditchev. And that is that we find many times in our halachic literature and our agadic literature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always is mishabeach u'mefa'er in what Bnei Yisrael are doing, and Bnei Yisrael are mishabeach in what Hashem is doing. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas, what does it say in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always praises us, and we always praise Him. When it says in Parshas Matos that we have to fight Midian, Hashem gives Moshe the command, go fight Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. When Moshe turns around and commands the Jews to fight Midian, he says, Nikom Nikmas Hashem. Hashem putting Moshe's covered first, and Moshe putting Hashem's covered first. Other examples of this abound, but the one here that's related is Pesach and Matzos. Chag HaMatzos, that word reflects Am Yisrael's going out to the Midbar, Be'eretz Lo Zeruah, we didn't even have time to let the dough rise. That's why Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos in the Torah. But we are focusing on the fact that God passed over our houses and did a tremendous day for us, so we call it Pesach. That's why, another reason why we call this Pesach, Meseches Pesach. Again, there are other examples of this, but we will leave it for now. Good. So that is why we call it Pesach, but it's an important ha'ara that the day of Erev Pesach is called Pesach in the Torah. Just one nafgamina la halacha, there is a machlokas in Minhagim. It came up this year. When Erev Pesach is on Friday, the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos, does one say Vihi Noam in the Motzi Shabbos before? Usually the rule of Vihi Noam is, you say Vihi Noam unless there's an Isser Malacha that week. But if there's only an Isser Malacha starting from the following Shabbos, Shabbos has an Isser Malacha, but you always say Vihi Noam. But if there's an Isser Malacha that week, sometime Sunday through Friday, so then one does not say Vihi Noam. What happens if Erev Pesach is on Friday? So there is somewhat of an Isser Malacha. It's Yontif delay. We all bring our Karban Pesachs. Does it have the status to knock out Vihi Noam? So that's a Machlokas. Machlokas in Minhagim. Even if you look in the different Luachs that came out this year, the Mishnah Berurah discusses it, and the Mishnah Berurah says, I think you do say Vihi Noam, but if you look in the Luach from Rav Tukhachinsky, he says, you don't say Vihi Noam. Either way, that has to do with the status of Erev Pesach. Okay, continuing our mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah to be shavis on the first day of Pesach. V'haraya sheshvisas yantiv nechshavis asei, and the raya that the shvisas yantiv is an asei. It's not just a los asei. Amram zachronu levracha. Because Chazal say, hai shabbason aseihu. V'lamanu me'ata shebechol makam shenemra batorah shabbason gabe yantiv hu asei. It says shabbason by other yamim tovim, so we extend that to Pesach on the days that it doesn't say it, and therefore we know shabbason is the asei of yantiv. There is a major machlokas rishonim. One is more of a well-known shita, but the Mitzvah HaMelech is Meir, that it's a machlokas rishonim. There's a famous, or should be famous, Ramban. The Ramban on Shabbason. What does Shabbason mean? What does this assay of Yantif, of not doing Malacha on Yantif, entail? What does it include? The Ramban writes right here in our Pasuk, very important Ramban, Perach of Gimel, Pasuk of Dalid. The assay includes more than the Los assay. The Los assay includes all Malachas that are not Ochel Nefesh. The assay includes a lot more, says the Ramban, based on the Medrash. V'nirali shehamedrash hazeh lomar shenitzavinu min haTorah lios lanu menucha biyantiv afilu midvarim she'einan malacha. We have to rest on yantiv even from things that aren't malacha. Lo sheyitzrach kol hayom, says the Ramban, you could not violate any malacha and not have a yantif atmosphere. Lo sheyitzrach kol hayom, we're not supposed to bother ourselves all day. Limdor atfuos, felishkol aperos, we'll weigh fruit, v'hamatarus, ulamalich avios yayin, ulafanos akelim, fill up barrels of wine, move things here to there, v'gam ha'avanim, mibayis labayis, umimakam lamakam, I'm going to clean out my garage today, after all, I'm off from work, v'imhaisa irmukef eschoma, and if the city has walled cities, v'delasos ne'ulos balayla, and the doors are closed at night, and locked at night, you omsim alachamorim, v'af yayin, v'anavim, and we could schlep things. There won't be any issues of a hotzah. V'yeh hashuk mali lakol mekach u'memkar. V'yeh chanus psucha v'achen v'ni makif. V'ashulchanim al shulchanam. V'hazuhuvim lifnehem. It could be a regular work day if we only focused on the malacha d'araisas. V'yu par le'mashkimin le'malachton u'maskirin atzman kechol l'dvar me'ilu. And that would be terrible because it wouldn't be a yantif. V'chudra yamim atovim ma'ilu v'afidu ha'shabas atzma. Shebechol zeim bo mishum malacha. Says the Ramban, Lakach Amr Torah Shabbason, Sheyom Shvisa Umenucha, Lo Yom Torah. Shabbason means it has to be a Yontif atmosphere. It's a Daraisa. It's not just Yontif or Shabbos dick. That's outside of Halacha. No, it's within the world of Halacha. It's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Shabbason to create an atmosphere. It should be a Yom Shvisa Umenucha, Lo Yom Torah. So even if one is not violating any one of the nitty gritty Malachas, it is still Asur. It's a bitul assay of Shabbason. This is the Ramban, that the assay is more inclusive than the los assay. That's the chiddush of Shabbason. The Benchas Chenach even discusses this Ramban in Os Beis. In Os Beis, he quotes his Ramban, and he even wonders, what's included in Shabbason? How do you know? So he quotes on the last skinny line, V'din zet tzarech lomar, tahakasiv masru l'chachamim, ezeo hatarech v'ha'amel. It must be, this is one of the examples, we'll get back to this principle when we talk about Chalom Oed, masru hakasiv l'chachamim. Chachamim. Sometimes the Torah is written in a general way, and Hashem leaves it up to the Chachamim to figure out what is included. For example, some Rishonim say, Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Torah says, don't do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, but we know there are certain heterim. So which Malacha is Asa, which is Mutter? So even if you want to say Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Asa Daraisa, there could still be some inherent heterim because of the principle of Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. Inu Yaman Yom Kippur, the Ran says, the beginning of the 8th parak in Yuma, you apply this principle of Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. Again, that's an important Ha'ara in principle, which hopefully we'll talk about in the coming days. The Mitzvah HaMelech is Meir, though the Ramban says explicitly that on Yontif, Shabbason, the Asay includes more than the Los Asay, and he applies this to Shabbos as well, it seems like if you read a close reading of the Rambam does not say this. On Shabbos, he says it. On Shabbos, he says the Asay of Shabbos is more inclusive than the Los Asay. The Rambam writes this in Perachav Al Vavilcha Shabbos. Nemar Batorah Tishbos, Afilu Midvarim She'enon Malach. Even if they're not malacha. And then he quotes, there are many isurim derabanan that also might somehow be included in this a little bit. But that is Perachaf Aleph, the beginning of the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos. The essay is more inclusive. But if you look in the Los, in the Hilchas Yantif, the Rambam doesn't say this. Beginning of Hilchas Yantif, the Rambam says, Sheshes Yamim Ha'elu, She'asar Nakasa Vasiyas Malacha. And he quotes the days, Heinikron Yamim Tovim, Vishvisas Kulan Shave, Shehein Asurin Bechol Malachas Avoda, Chutz Mi Malachas Yidot Tzorach Achila, Shnei Malachas Yochol Chol Nefesh. So by Hilchas Yantif, he parallels the Asay and the Los Asay. Masha Einkein, when it comes to Shabbos, that's where he has the Asay as more inclusive than the Los Asay. Why would that be? Why would you say on Yontif is different than Shabbos? Then hopefully we'll talk more about that tomorrow when we get to the root of the Hefter of Melechas Ochal Nefesh. And Meshem will relate back to this Machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban, again, clearly saying the Asay is more inclusive than the Los Asay, and the Rambam possibly being Mechalik between Shabbos and Yontif. So we'll get back to that in the next mitzvah. But first, let's continue. Misharshia mitzvah. Kidei, what's the shorsh behind this mitzvah? Kidei shenakhsho b'inyan ha-moed b'nei shenasalonu bo. So that we have an assay, especially if it's more inclusive, and it's the assay of not schlepping and schwitzing on Yontif, but being focused on Ruchnias, we have to have a data. We can think about the nace that happened today. Una halel unfa'er b'machshav aseinu, masha tzivanu baruch hu alav. And we have to think about what Hashem commanded us about. For asalonu nisim b'zmanahu, and he did nisim for us then. V'im yeh adam tarud b'malachto, if I'm tarud in my malacha, which might be an allusion to the Ramban. Lo yeh lo p'nai lachshov b'shem davar. If I'm tarud in malacha, even not real malacha, but even tircha, I don't have time to think about it. V'yonarach, we'll talk more about this in the Los Asay, which is the next mitzvah. V'noheges b'chol malacha b'chol zman, this mitzvah applies always. B'zacharim v'nikevos. Men and women are included in this Asay of Shvisa on the first day of Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch notes, women. What about Zman Grama? So do we say it must be because it's the parallel of the Los Asay and the Asay? Just like women are included in the Los Asays of Yontif, they're included in the Asays of Yontif. That must be the Chiddush of the Mechaber. The Minchas Chinuch just wonders why he didn't mention this earlier in Mitzvah Pehei, where we have the Asay of Shvisas Shabbos. Why did the Chinuch say there explicitly that Nashim are also Mitzuvah? So he explains in Oz Gimel that maybe there's a bigger Chiddush here. By Shabbos, there's no Nafkamina. Women are included in the Los Asay, Sheish Bokaris, so period. What's the, so included in the Asay, there's no Nafkamina. But here there's a Nafkamina, because Yontif is only Malkus. It's not Krisus. So you might say in certain circumstances, Asi Docha Los Asay, if women were only obligated in the Los Asay. That's the Chiddush. They're also included in the Asay. Don't say you say Asi Docha Los Asay here, because it's a Los Asay and an Asay, even for women. Okay, so that's the Minchas Chinuch's Ha'ara, that it's not 100% clear that women are included, but that must be his explanation. If somebody violates and does malacha on Yontif, not l'tzorach ochal nefesh, which Beis Hashem comes up tomorrow, bitul asei zeh, this is a bitul asei besides violating the los asei of malacha on Yontif. Okay, we'll stop here. Beis Hashem will continue. We made a haschala. The first of the 29 mitzvahs related to the Moadim. Beis Hashem, we continue next time with mitzvah Reish Tzadik Ches, 298, as we march towards 300, and as we march towards 306, 307, which is the halfway mark, Beis Hashem, we'll get to in a couple of weeks, in our mitzvah shiurim. Okay, we'll stop here.